This is very unfortunate, Peter, and the SPLM is very, very disappointed. The chairman of the SPLM, His Excellency Salva Kiir, released a statement condemning it and asking them for the release of the leaders of the SPLM and all the supporters. And it is actually a clear case that the election is not going to be free and fair in 2010 because the National Congress Party are so determined to maintain their grip to power, and they will continue to detain and arrest and arrest people.
But Ezekiel, there were instances where supporters of the SPLM were accused of touching or burning down offices and properties of the NCP, and some supporters are saying the arrest is justified.
Of course, this is very unfortunate. There are some members, after they have learned that the SPLM Secretary General Pagana Mumukech and his deputy Yasser Arman, when they were arrested, then the supporters of the SPLM all over the country were so angry and they were outraged about the news, and they have decided to take laws into their own hands, especially Rumbek and Wau. The offices of the National Congress Party were burned down and ransacked. So this is unacceptable, and we condemn this act. We don't want this to happen. We want freedom of expression. We are just basically expressing our freedom and rights peacefully.
Vice President Salva Kiir condemned the arrest, saying that it undermined the comprehensive peace agreement, the CPA of 2005. How can you justify that the arrest undermines the CPA?
You know, the reason why the SPLM members went to the street is because the National Security Act that is supposed to be passed to guarantee freedom of expression and without any arrest or detention, it is not being passed. The NCP wanted this law to be passed with the power to arrest. That's one. The Southern Sudan referendum law is not passed. The Abyad referendum law is not passed. The popular consultation law is not passed. And all the laws that are meant for democratic transformation is not passed. So basically the people are going on the street to express that they have to, the NCP and the parliament, they have to pass these laws before the end of the year. As of now, these laws are not passed, and we have only some days. The parliament is going to close on the 22nd of December. And if these laws are not passed, the election is not going to take place, and even the referendum is at risk. So it is actually undermining the CPA, as stated by His Excellency the President and the Chairman of the SPLM. So it is really, really undermining the CPA, and it is a clear sign these people are not going to tolerate nonsense. What I mean is actually they're not going to tolerate freedom of expression, and this is a Taliban-like terrorist act by the NCP to the citizens of the people of Sudan.
Ezekiel, the police earlier on announced that the demonstration would be considered illegal. So your members or supporters committed an illegal act. That is what necessitated the arrest.
You know, we have secured proper documentations for this demonstration to take place from the police, from the security, from the Ministry of Internal Affairs, from all the government organs. It is the NCP which decided last night that the demonstration cannot be conducted, and they declare Monday as a holiday, which is not the case in Sudan. The parliament was supposed to actually convene today on Monday. So basically it is the National Congress Party declaring it that it is the demonstration cannot take place, and Monday is actually a holiday, which is actually not the case. So basically we have proper documentations, and the NCP cannot accuse us of having illegal demonstration. It is not illegal. We have proper documentations for it.
Your fellow members are calling for a peaceful protest, but obviously the protests were not peaceful because several buildings were touched or destroyed. Don't you think that the state security should take action for properties destroyed?
It was not actually, nobody destroyed anything until when the police responded. It becomes confrontational because police were arresting people. They were beating up people. People were actually, even the Deputy Secretary General of the SPLM was beaten up, and he was taken to the hospital. So the people were responding to the force that the NCP was using, excessive force. I think this is what led to some of the anger and the outrage our members had. But the NCP is responsible, and they should be held accountable to what had happened, because they respond to force. They respond to our peaceful demonstration forcefully, which is unacceptable. I think the world should know that NCP is a dictatorial government, and they are not ready to reform. They wanted to continue with the status quo, dictating, killing people in Darfur. And that is why I think Ocampo is actually indicting all of them. Instead of Bashir, they are all indictable.